Okay, Rabosai, we are learning the sugya of Ger Toshav, and again, we'll look at the Gemara quickly, but I want to focus on the essence of what a Ger Toshav is today, and there's some very striking ideas. So the Gemara tells us, the Mishnah tells us that Hakol Golan Ayidei Yisrael V'Yisrael Golan Ayideihem Chutz MiGer Toshav. The Ger Toshav ain't a gole ela al yedei Ger Toshav. So the Gemara asks the Kasha on Daf Testament Aleph. Alma Ger Toshav over Kochavim hu. That apparently, since Rashi writes Chutz mi Ger Toshav, Mimasha me di bitar bay me mait le, velo hu gole yarigaso, velo nerag ela nerag, velo Yisrael gole Allah. So a Ger Toshav kills a Jew, the Ger Toshav gets killed. The Yisrael kills a Ger Toshav, if he doesn't go to Golos, so that indicates that the Ger Toshav has the status of an Ovid Kochavim. But Ema Sefer, Ger Toshav Gola, Ayde Ger Toshav, goes to Golos, which means he's not an Ovid Kochavim. So Merav Kahana, Lukashia, Kambe Ger Toshav, Ger Toshav, Kambe Ger Toshav, Shaharag Yisrael. So is he a Goy or is he not a Goy? Is he an Akum or is he not an Akum? So apparently the Gemara is already suggesting that being a Goy is a little bit of a sliding scale. Is when he kills a Ger Toshav, so he's entitled to Golos. He has a certain status. However, Ger Toshav Shaharag Yisrael, so then he doesn't have that status. And then the Gemara cites Ikad Rami Akroya Dodi. We can learn this dichotomy out from Stirim Psukim. After all, Ksiv Levnei Yisrael Vela Ger Toshav Besocham Tiena Sheshar Ha'arim. So Ir Mikla is also for Ger Toshav. Ksiv Ha'ilachem Ha'arim Ala Mikla. Lachem Ha'arim. Some Rav Kahana Lokashia, Kambe Ger Toshav Yisrael, Kambe Ger Toshav Shara Ger Toshav. So again, sometimes the Ayin Miklat is Lagerim, that's when a Ger Toshav kills a Ger Toshav. And sometimes it's only Yisrael when a Ger Toshav kills a Yisrael. And then the Gemara cites another cryptic brisa, Katani Ger Dumya de Ovid Kochavim. Ma ovid kochav lo shno de kotel bar minei lo shno de kotel la bar minei nerag af ger lo shno de kotel bar minei lo shno de kotel la bar minei nerag. So it should make a difference. The Gemara creates an equation by the juxtaposition of the Mishnah of a goy to a ger toshav that creates an equation, a juxtaposition. Whether a goy kills a goy, he gets killed. So ger toshav who kills a ger toshav should also get killed. And the Gemara goes through some possible terutzim. But what I want to focus on is a Ger Toshav. What is a Ger Toshav? What is his status? And here there's a very, very well-known and famous Ritva that really lays out for us, really nicely, the unique dinim of, I'll call it Hilchos Goy. Hilchos Goy, who is a Goy? So we're going to read the Ritva inside. And the Ritva writes as follows. Gimel Lashonos Nemar B'Kutim. There are three Lashonos that are spoken about when it comes to Kutim, by the way. Very often in Rishonim and even in the Gemara, they'll use the language of Kutim when it really means Goyim. But because of censor issues, they didn't want to offend host countries. So you'll find they'll change the language. But he's talking about Goyim here. So the Gimel Lashonos Nemar B'Goyim, B'Kutim, Ger Toshav Ben Noach V'Kuti. Ger Toshav, who shekibel bebeizin shal Yisrael lakayim sheva mitzvos shenitztavu b'nei Noach. So Ger Toshav is someone who accepted upon himself sheva mitzvos b'nei Noach in front of Bezdin. In other words, he underwent, apparently, some kind of geirus, kedis v'avodah zarah. Ukazeh muter lehisyashe b'neinu ulazeh nikra Toshav. And he gets his nickname of Toshav because he's allowed to dwell amongst the Jewish people, even in Eretz Yisrael. V'kevon shekiblon bebeizdin. And since he had a Kabbalah in Bezdin, hu nikra b'sheva mitzos elu mitzuva v'ose. Since he had a Kabbalah in Bezdin, so these sheva mitzos and his relationship to them is mitzuva v'ose. And he's going to get a higher level of schar, because gadol ha-mitzuviose mishena mitzuviose. Moreover, I'm going to come back to that point in a second. V'ki ha'anu mitzuvim l'achayoso k'diksev v'chei imach. In other words, we have an obligation. He's one of us. He lives amongst us, and therefore there's a mitzvah l'achayoso. V'chei achicha, he's called achicha. V'ein tzarek lomer sh'aslan l'grom l'shum katala. V'koshken l'arid l'abor. And we cannot certainly do anything that's going to cause his death, and certainly not to lower him into a pit, which would be a passive kind of killing. So status number one is Ger Tosha. Now I'm going to ask you a very, very simple question. I don't want you to answer it, but I do want you to think about it. Does a Ger Toshav have Kedushas Yisrael? I'll add another word just to make it a little more palatable to you. Bimiksas. Why might you say, what might you suggest in this presentation that he does have a Miksas Kedushas Yisrael, Yosef Avram?
It's called a Chicha.
Yeah. He's called Achicha. In other words, he gets to live with us. V'chei Achicha imach. Perhaps that gives him a certain new status. Okay, good. That's Ger Toshav. Again, we're going to leave that question open, but something I want you to think about as you see Mar Makomos. Then he says, category number two is Ben Noach. And Ben Noach, it's interesting even you know, when we think about the father of mankind. So we speak about Adam HaRishon as the first father of mankind, but certainly Noach was also one of the fathers of mankind. Every single human being alive is a Ben Noach. Is that correct? That's correct. So, and we typically, when we speak about Goyim, we call them Ben Noach, and then there's something happened to Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai. There's an interesting shaila in the Rishonim, whether the Avos have a status of Ben Noach or not. Are they somehow, do they have a higher status of somehow quasi Yisrael? Or are they Ben Noach, plain old Ben Noach? In any event, Ben Noach, who Shalom Kiblin Bebezdin, they didn't have a Kabbalah Bebezdin, Ela de Kimlon, but we assume Shemekaimo Sameatzmo, that they fulfill the mitzvah Shabbat Ben Noach, Funidam Behem Kemi She'eno Mitzuva Ve'ose, Kit Midiksiv, Amad Vaimadeid, Eretz Ra'a V'yasev Goyim, etc. Kizba V'kama, V'avod Zar. And when it comes to a Ben Noach, V'chiha, in on a Mitzuv Malachayoso, we don't have to go ahead and save his life. V'gam Einon Lo Rido B'Yadayim, we shouldn't lower him into a pit, that we shouldn't do. V'lo Ligron Boshum Katola, Kim Dech Sov Sov Oseh Osam, he's doing this Shem Mitzvah Noach, Sh'av She'en Mitzuv V'Oseh, these are awesome. Now, Rabosa, I want to pause there for a second. So category number two is Ben Noach, and the assumption is that Ben Noach is keeping the mitzvos. And therefore, while he's certainly not achicha, because after all, he didn't undergo any process, he doesn't have any Kedushas Yisrael, that's for sure, but presumptively he's doing the mitzvos, and therefore, you're certainly not going to go ahead and do something to cause his demise. You're not going to be mowing him to the boar. But there's also no obligation l'chayosa because he's not part of v'chei achicha. He's not part of achicha. Now, there's one thing I'm very troubled by in the Ritva, really troubled by. And Isaac raised this question in Chavrusa time. It's really very strange. But I will pose you the question right now, before you learn this sugi, before you learn the Ritva. If I were to ask you, is a Gentile obligated in Sheva Mitzvahs? What would you say? He's obligated. I would say the same thing. If I were to ask you, if a Gentile does the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, does he get schar k'mi she'mitzuva v'ose or k'mi she'eno mitzuva v'ose before you learn the Ritva? I would have said Kamisha Mitzuva Vyose. He's a Mitzuveh. He's got Shemitz B'nei Noach. And therefore, if he does them, he should get Schar Kamitzuva Vyose. That's what I would have said. And now the Ritva is saying something that I think is really, at first blush, incomprehensible. It's really difficult. Why would it be that, oh yes, if he's Mekabel upon himself, Shemitz B'nei Noach and Bezdin, so now he's a Mitzuva Vyose. And now he's like, he's chayv, and he's going to get schar as a mitzuv yose, and if he's just a ben noach, so now he's an eno mitzuv yose. It's strange. It's really, really strange. Okay, let's continue. And then he gets to category number three. Ustam kuti, hu she'eino zar l'kayim sheva mitzvos. Then you have a stam guy, he doesn't keep the sheva mitzvos. And when it comes to that, he does avodah zarah, he murders, he's gilui arayos, he does all the fun stuff. V'chi ha, mutar l'arido labor, b'makom d'leka eva, oligram l'hariga, kol hecha d'nakid shum ila, k'd'isa b'avodah zarah, t'brishna hasam, gabi akutim, lo malam v'lo maridim, klomer b'makom eva. Okay, so the kuti, basically, he's essentially chayv misa. So in the case of Ava, when it's going to cause trouble, etc., we're certainly not going to do anything to him. But if he's, there would be an idea in a place of Ain where there's no Ava, certainly to lo malam v'lo maridim b'makom Ava. But if there's no Ava, then afilo maridim. You can go ahead and lower him into the pit, and what happens in the pit happens in the pit. Okay. Now, As you guys were preparing, I had a thought, which I'm going to share with you now. I'm not sure it's the right time to share it with you, but I'm going to share it with you now, which is slightly philosophical, but it certainly is spawned by this Ritva. And I think it has a lot to do, you know, the Ritva is talking about Hilchos Getoisha Ben Noach Kuti, but I think this has a lot to do with Yisrael also. And that is, perhaps, in order to be, why, again, I ask you up front, prima facie, is a Ben Noach who does not undergo this Ger Tosha process, is he a Mitzuva Viyose or Eino Mitzuva Viyose? And your reaction as is mine, is he's a Mitzuva Viyose. After all, in Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. Perhaps, not only is that not true, perhaps what the Ritva is telling us is it can't be true. Why might it be that, like, it can't be true? Like, what's perhaps necessary in order to be, quote-unquote, chayev? Okay, Yosef Ram?
I'd say, like, a nastiv nishma type of a scene.
Excellent. A nase v'nishma moment. In other words, Hashem created us. Good. So he's our Lord. Good. So he, but who's, why am I mechuyev in something that I didn't opt into? Now, you know, why would I get schar for something that I didn't opt into? So perhaps the idea that the Ritva is expressing over here is, again, we're talking about this on the schar side. But on the schar side, in order to go ahead and really get schar for mitzvos, yeah, you need, as Yosef Aram put it, yes, I was thinking of that language, a nasev nishma moment. You need to opt in. You need to choose. Yes, I'm in. Now that I choose to be in, that triggers in me a new status of being a mitzuva. And now that I'm a mitzuva, I get schar on that level. So Stam ben Noach, what's his machayev? Good, Hashem created him and said, you have to. Yeah, but that, like, we believe in a certain sense, I'm going to go modern political philosophy. There's an element of social contract or social compact where I have to opt in. It's I have to accept the... I have to opt in, and that is what creates in me a status of Mitzuviosa. So the Ger Toshev has it. Yisrael have it because of the Har Sinai event and experience. However, Stam Ben Noach does not have it. Now let's hold on to that thought. I'd rather not take questions on that because that needs to be, that you need to think about that, percolate with that a little bit. But let's move on now. You know, what it does seem to indicate, and I think what the Ritva is suggesting over here, is notice, what does a Ger Toshev need? There's some elements that a Ger Toshev needs. He needs a Kabbalah, but he doesn't just need a Kabbalah Stam, he needs a Kabbalah where? I didn't hear you.
In front of Beis Din.
He needs a Kabbalah in Beis Din, which suggests that Ger Toshev is a process, is a formal process, and it really is a Miksas Geirus. And I'm going to take it even further. I'm going to jump to the end of the Maror HaMakomos to get to a punchline, not the punchline, but a punchline, which would highlight that perhaps the Ger Tosef does have a quasi Kedushas Yisrael. Not a full Kedushas Yisrael in any sense, but he has his Yotza Michlal Goyim. He's no longer a Goy. He's no longer a Ben Noach. Is he Yisrael yet? Not yet. But he's not a Ben Noach. Take a look, please. Flip the page to source 13, 14, and 15. So the Me'iri just has a language which I really, really like. The Me'iri is found in Yevamos. And we'll see the Gemara in Yevamos in a second. I saw this quoted in the Minchas Asher. But he quotes, he says, Kvar b'yana shiketosfu ha'goy shekibla shev mitzvahs v'afal pishlamo v'tah. The Taval, even though he has no Mila, no Tefillah, so he's not a Ger Tzedek. Hareyu michaside umos ha'olam, v'kosh mechablan oso yoshev af betocha ir, umitzuvo lacha yoso, ela shebizman ein yovel ein ha'arz bimlo'a, v'ein nishonen al binasenu lekabel ger lechatzoin. So when we don't have yovel, we cannot accept Ger Tosef. But look at the language that the Miri uses. He calls a Ger Tosef a ger le... Lechatzoin. And that's very striking. That means there's a miksas, there's a status over here. Take a look at the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, what's the din if you find in the hands of an Eino Yehudi, Simen Lametes Halachavav, Nimsu Biyad Eino Yehudi, Ve'eni Odeh Mikasim. You find tefillin in the hands of a guy and you don't know who wrote the tefillin. Is it kosher? The Apostle Mechaber says kosher. Says the Mogen Avram. Distam Akum, Ein Bekin Lichtov, Uvivadi Yisrael Kosso. It's obviously been written by a Jew. And Kosso Bedarke Moshe, Afa Gab de Gabe Sefer Torah, Mamzer Viger Tosha Psulin Lichtov. Nireli, de Bitfilin Umezuzos, Ein Lachush. Meaning, there's a language that the Magen Avraham cites, many disagree with this, but that a Ger Tosha who writes Tfilin Mezuzah, it might be kosher. Might be kosher. Wow. So that already indicates something. Take a look at source number 15. 15, the Mechaber says, Shchitas Oved Kochavim Nevela. The Shchitas Goy is a Nevela. Afilu Hukotan. Afilu Eino Avodas Kochavim. Afilu Achim Rowan also. Even if someone's watching, Shchitas Goy is Nevela. And then the Taz cites Machlokas Rambam and Rush. Why Shchitas Goy is no good. One possibility is because you might, the Rambam says, it's like a gzera doraisa. You might come to eat from his meat in general, and his meat might be treif. The other possibility is, the Torah says, a gzera sakosov, v'zavachta v'achalta, only by Yisrael. And says the Taz, where it's underlined, v'nira denaf gamina ben perisha Rambam l'riva rosh, de la Rambam have a ger tosav mutter. That the shchit of a ger tosef is mutter kevan. Look at this. She yatza michlal ha'amim, because he's no longer bichlal ha'amim, and therefore his shchita would not be considered to be a shchita psula, at least on a doraisa level. So that's already echoes of the idea that the ger tosef has a certain status, and it has a quasi status of, I'm calling it miksas. Miksas Kedushas Yisrael. Now, in light of the foregoing, I want to look at a couple other Maror HaMakomos. And again, we're not going to finish everything today, but there's some very fascinating ideas over here. Well, let's start. I'm going to go a little out of order, but I want to get for sure from 4 to 8. So I'm going to start with 8, because 8 is just, you know what, I'm going to finish today. 8 is very interesting. Look at 8. We're going to start with 8. So look at this. Moshe Rabbeinu lo hinchil haTorah v'amitzos ela liYisrael sheneemar morasho kilos Yaakov. The Torah is only for Yisrael. Hilchos Malachim Perek Ches Halacha Yud sheneemar. Okay, ulechol arotzis gai mishara umos sheneemar kolchem kager. You want to convert? Then you also get a chelik. Aval mishalo rotza ain kofnos olakabel Torah mitzvos. If a guy does not want to convert, he doesn't have to convert. However, v'chein tziva Moshe Rabbeinu piagvura lakuf es kol boi ha'olam lekabel mitzvos shenitztava b'nei Noach. V'kol mi shelo ki yekabel yehareg. V'amakabel osam hu nikra ger tosha b'chol makom. V'tzarech lakabel lov b'fnei shlosha chaverim. V'chol makabel lov lamul etc. In other words, what the Rambam writes over here is that Moshe had an imperative. There was an imperative given to Moshe Rabbeinu to do his best to convert the Goyim, to turn them from Ben Noach into Ger Toshav. And again, that's an incredible concept. But again, the fact that the Rambam links this into AA, he says this was a tzivui of Moshe. The language again reminds me, I'm just thinking back to what we said earlier, in the same way that Klal Yisrael, was Klal Yisrael kind of a, on the one hand there was a Nas of an Isra moment, but what else would happen at Har Sinai? Kafalim Har Kegigos. There was a certain kfiya as well. And in a certain sense, the Ger Toshav model is being echoed by that same idea, that there was Tiva Moshe Rabbeinu Biagvur Lakufis Kol Boya Olam Lekabel Mitzvahs Shinitztava B'nei Noach. To have a Kabbalah, a formal Kabbalah, Bifnei Bezdin, it's a Geirus. It's a real Geirus. This is not just, as some wanted to suggest, opt in and then you can opt out. You know, you want to live with the Jews in Israel. You want to be a Ger Toshav. You want them to save you when you're in danger. So then do the Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. And then when you don't want to do it, you don't have to. No, this is a new status. And if you look at the Rambam 4 and 5, the Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Bira Perek Din Beis Halacha Dalet. So this is a very fascinating set of halachos. In Mitzvah Hashem, 2 weeks' time, we'll learn in Parshas Pinchas. Kol HaBoel Kusis. If you're Boel Kusis, Bein Derech Chasnus, Bein Derech Znus. In Boala Befar Hesya, V'ushayivo Le'enei Asora Mi Yisrael O Yeter, In Pogobo Kanoin, V'argu Harei Elu Mishubachim Uzrizim, V'davar Zalach Mosh Mi Sinai, so there's an idea of Kanoim Pogimbo. What does Kanoim Pogimbo mean? That if there's a public desecration of Znus with Goyim, with an Aramis, in front of a lot of people, it's a Chil Hashem, a Kanoi can act. Now listen to this Rambam. Ve'ena Kanoi Rasha Livgoba and Ela B'Shas Maisa, Kizimri. Shene'emar Ves Ha'isha El Kabasa, Aval Impiresh, if they separate already, Ein Harganosa. And if you kill them after the fact, when they're already separated, Im Hargo Neragalov. Vimbo Hakanoi Lito Rishas Vim Bezdin Largo, if it's like, let me ask a Shilam, go to Bezdin, etc., Ein Morin Lo. It has to be a spontaneous Kanos. And then he says, Vilo Od, Ela Imbo Hakanai Lahargasa Boel. The nishmar boel, and if the boel stops, the horaga kanoi k'til hatzla atzmo miyado, in a boel neragolov. Okay, so the boel can defend himself, and now this is the key. The haba albas ger toshav, ein hakanoin pogimbo, ava maknos amakas mardas. If a man is a Jewish man in public. Is Boel a Ger Toshav? Ein haka, is Boel a Bas Ger Toshav? Ein Hakanoim Pogimbo. Rabosai, first of all, if you look at the Magen Mishnah, Lo Matsasi Ze Mevuar. I don't have any source for this. What's the source for the Rambam? He made it up. So what's the Pshat? What's the chiddush in this Rambam? There's an enormous chiddush in this Rambam. Is this girl a Ger Toshav?
No.
She's not a Ger Toshav. She's a Bas Ger Toshav. She's a Bas Ger Toshav. So why, that means she's a what? So one could certainly learn the Rambam that a Bas Ger Toshav is what?
It's like a Ger Toshav.
Is a Ger Toshav. Why?
That's like a Ger. If you're the daughter of a Ger, you're a Jew.
Exactly. In other words, the Ger Toshav is a new status, is a change in status. And that change in status now has genetic consequences. And as a result, you're not allowed to go ahead and be a Kanoit. Kanoit's only when it's a Bo'el Aramis, but not Bo'el Bas Ger Toshev, because Bo'el got Bas Ger Toshev. It's called the Ger Toshev. Okay, now, here comes the punchline. Watch this. This is unbelievable. I saw this pshat, what I'm about to share with you, I saw it in reference in the Minchas Asher, who took me to a comment of the Pun of Israel Rav in his Chidushim in Yevamos. Unbelievable. So there's a Gemara in Yevamos based on the Pasuk says in Mishpatim, Sheishes yamim ta'asem asecha, uvayom ha'shvi tishbos, leman yanuach shorcha v'chamorcha v'inafesh ben amasecha v'hagir. So presumably this Pasuk is talking about Shabbos, and on the seventh day, tishbos. You, your shor, your chamor, amasecha v'hagir. The Gemara says, what does it mean, hagir, in this pasuk? V'hagir, says the Gemara, Yivam Estav Memchez, zeger toshav. How do you know? Zeger toshav, when it'll ger tzedek. So since the pasuk elsewhere says, v'ger chasher b'sharecha, that's how it raises ger tzedek, so here it's ger toshav. Now watch this. How many mitzvahs does a ger toshev have to do? Seven. Is Shabbos one of those mitzvahs? No. So come from Rashi. And Rashi says ger toshev, shekibel alav shelo lavod avodas kochavim. He was mekabel upon himself not to do avodas zara. The ochel nevelos, but he's allowed to eat nevelos, because he's a goy. Vizhiru akosuv al hashabbos, and the Torah though said a ger toshav has to keep Shabbos. Why? Demechalas hashabbos ke'oyver avodas kochavim. Holy smokes, that's incredible, because a mechal Shabbos is kilo ovid avos kachavim, and therefore a ger toshav has what? Has to keep Shabbos. What? Are you serious? Does that mean a ben Noach has to keep Shabbos? Because a ben Noach is not allowed to do avodah zarah. So ben Noach, so it's not, I check that. It's not the Sheva mitzvah ben Noach. It's the Shmeida mitzvah b'nei Noach. And by the way, what about the Gemara that teaches us Goy Sheshavas is Chayiv Misa? How are you going to explain that? This is not my Kasha, even though it's a delicious Kasha. It's Tosa's Kasha. Tosa's there in Yevamos asks, Perish Bakuntra Shekibla Sholavar Avodas Kochavim Mechal Shabbos Go to Ovid Avodas Kochavim V'koshe. The MK, number one, official Mishav mitzvahs. There's more than seven mitzvahs. And the Gemara Avodah Zarah, Masha, there's seven mitzvahs, Kibbutz Ben Eruch, Ibn Gertoshav. There are more than seven mitzvahs. There are eight mitzvahs. The Odin Sanhedrin, it says, Avot Kochavim Shishabas Chayav Misa. Afilu Bechol. Kol Shekein B'Shabbos. And So Tosa says another pshat. V'nira d'hacha ba'osam alacha litzorech Yisrael dumya. Davina fash ben amasecha. So when the Torah says a ger toshav is aser b'shabbos, it's like an eved is aser b'shabbos. An eved that if he's doing it litzorech Yisrael, amir la'akum. If he's doing it litzorech Yisrael, that's what the Torah is aser.
And there's an iser for him?
So no, it's not an iser for him. A gear in your midst. Just like your animal has to keep Shabbos, and your Eved has to keep Shabbos, and your children have to keep Shabbos, so your gear, the gear in your midst, has to keep Shabbos. A gear, Tos is very mistaber. The only problem is, it's not what Rashi says. Did Rashi know how to learn? So, the pun of Isha Rav says something incredible. Incredible. Are the dinim of Avodah Zarah the exact same for a Jew and a Goy? Are they exactly the same? So says the Panavizhar Rav, no. There's Hilchos Avodah Zarah for Ben Noach, and there's Hilchos Avodah Zarah for Yisra.
Is it Yari Vayavo for them?
It is. That's tomorrow's discussion. But they're not the same absolute halachas. And there's some interesting tesis in, for example, that speak about even something called Shituf, which might be Christianity, which might be an Avodah Zarah for a Jew and not for a Goy. There might be different standards, different definitions. Says the Panavizhar Rav, when a Ben Noach becomes a Ger Toshav, his dinim of Avodah Zarah become dine Avodah Zarah of Yisrael. And as a result, since the Gemara equates for Yisrael, if you don't believe in Shabbos, you're essentially denying Hashem as Borei Olam. So there must have been a different Borei Olam. That's akin to Avodah Zarah. And the Ger Toshav, now, his Hilchos Avodah Zarah are that of Yisrael. And that's what Rashi's telling you, is that he's Hira HaKosav al HaShabbos, the Mechal HaShabbos, Ko'ovid Avodah Kochavim. And the conversion of the Ger Toshav now gives him a quasi-status of Yisrael. He's Yotzei Min HaAkum, and now his Hilchos Avodah Zarah are Hilchos Avodah Zarah of a Jew, and therefore Chil Shabbos is a denial of Hashem as the Creator, and as a result, gives him that new din.
So the Azhar and the Pasuk was for Yisrael, and therefore now the Ger Toshav is considered like Yisrael with respect to that.
With respect to Avodah Zarah. In other words, so there's no din of Ger Goy Sheshavas is Chayv Misa, because he's not a pure Goy now, so he doesn't have that status. Give me one more second, so I want to just finish up and I'll take your questions. Okay, let's just do 9, 10, 11, 12. Let's see what's over here. Ah, quick, this will take a second. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos, first of all, interestingly, where does the Rambam discuss Hilchos conversion? So in Perek Yudalet of Hilchos Isurei Bia, he discusses the laws of becoming a ger. So for example, source 10, the Rambam says, Ketzad Mekablim Geirei Tzedek. And 6-7 halachas later, he says, Ketzad Mekablim Geirei Toshav. In other words, it's all in the same perek, and all in the same chapter of Hilchos Geirus, because there's a Geirus process that's also Ger Toshav. And then the Rambam writes in, look at source number 9, Malachim 8:11. Kol ha-mekabel sheva mitzvos v'nizar la'asosam. If he's careful about doing them, harei ze mechaside umos ha'olam v'yesh lo chelek la'olam haba. And a ger toshav who's mekabel sheva mitzvos gets olam haba. And this is talking about a ger toshav. V'ush yekabel osam v'yasosam if they should tzivan ha-kodesh baruch ba-torah. He's doing because Hashem commanded. If he's just doing kaza on his own, then no, not so. Okay, so he gets olam haba. Now look at halacha yud aleph. When a goy comes to convert, one of the things we tell him is the omrim lo have yodea shaolam haba einot sofin el tzadikim. The Hain Yisrael, Olam Haba is only for Yisrael, not for anyone else. We just said that a Ger Toshav can go to Olam Haba. So how do you reconcile these Rambams? So explains the Panavizhar Rav that a Ger Toshav is Yotza Michlal Akum. He is no longer Akum. And therefore, that already gives him a, as we said, the Meiri Geirus Lechatzain, and it gives him a quasi status, and therefore he is entitled, he is zoche to chaye olam haba. Again, the upshot of today's discussion, what I wanted to bring across is the sources indicate that, and again, perhaps this idea that there's a formal Kabbalah, there's a Nasa Venishma moment, that's what turns him into a Mitzuva Viose, and he has I wouldn't call it a Kedushas Yisrael, but there is a formal new status that might even inure now to his kids, therefore no Kadon Pogimbo, and he has a status of this intermediate status of, but he's Yotza Bichlal Akum, and as a result, the various Nafkamina that we see emerge therefrom. Maybe his shchit is good, maybe his ksivas tefillin is good, and he undergoes a status change, a new process of geirus. Okay, any questions? Okay, you're free to go, but whoever has questions can hang out.
Thank you so much, Rebbe.